providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Back, hope you enjoy the top of the hour news that all of our affiliate stations, those being the stations that carry this program. We have a couple of new ones, by the way. We've got a station in Oregon, east of the mountains, located right on Interstate 5. And we have a new station. We want to thank the managers at each one of these stations for carrying this great show. We have a station in Oklahoma that is now carrying the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate it. And we want to add that we hope that the listeners of this station join our blog and make their comments as to how they feel about the issues that we talk about. Going to talk a little bit about this segment, within this segment about a video that we can direct you to that Ben Shapiro just put out. It has to do with directing people's opinions and censorship. Jim, can you explain?
Yeah, so this is a very ironic situation. And of course, similar to the Tucker issue we talked about in the first segment, where Fox News censored him because it would probably highlight something negative. Yep. Ben Shapiro did a very interesting piece, a very specific fact-based piece on video talking about the WEF, the World Economic Forum, and their relationship in developing a partnership with the World Federation of Advertisers, and that group organizing and putting together an organization called the Global Alliance for Responsible Media, or GARM. And these globalist agendas actually control about 90% of all advertising dollars in the world. And every major corporation you could think of, including ABC, Disney, AB Bev, you know, the people that own Anheuser-Busch, Gillette, all the famously woke big global corporations are involved in these organizations, in both the WEF and then the World Federation of Advertisers. And this group, the GARM, the Global Alliance for Responsible Media, is actually putting together what they call a brand safety suitability framework. And that actually dictates what things that they will advertise and what media will be allowed to get advertising dollars within these organizations. Now, this is the ironic part about it. This is factual. All the information here is from their websites and from the way they operate. But immediately, of course, some of the big funders and the people that are involved in these are the internet organizations like Facebook, who owns Instagram, and Google, who controls YouTube. YouTube immediately demonetized Ben Shapiro's video that outlined what they're doing to control the agenda and control knowledge and advertising dollars that keep you from seeing different information that might be contrary to the objectives of these different organizations. How ironic is that, Al?
It's not ironic. It is truly, truly 1984 type censorship.
You know, Ayn Rand, for those who haven't read The Fountainhead or Atlas Shrugged, I think most people should read them.
Of course.
She outlines exactly how organizations, fellowships, these partnerships, and basically guilds, unions, take control and influence people and undermine the basic foundations of our Constitution and our government. Those books, I think, they're very, very important for people to read. And what you're seeing here is a move towards globalization, a fascist, if you will, control of information in order to protect ideologies and not highlight the level of insidious control that these companies want to have over your minds and what you see and what you don't see.
Is there any way in your mind, Jim, that you can rationalize these actions? I mean, are these companies, and this is just kind of a general question, are these companies acting in good faith, what they think is good faith, towards our American society? I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I think whenever you're talking about a global corporation, their objective is to maximize their returns, right?
Right.
Exactly, their profit. And when they do that, if there's not a framework of honesty or morality based on a sovereign national control.
Yeah.
So in the United States, in the past, basically the companies that have made a fortune, Facebook, Google, Ford, GM, Alcoa, these companies that have made a fortune by selling to the global markets, they were working inside a framework of the United States Constitution that required transparency, that required freedom of speech, that required a level of authority and regulation that kept them from going overboard. When you talk about globalized corporations, when you talk about getting external of these sovereign national entities, then what do you have? You have associations or groups like the World Economic Forum that set up parameters, or the World Trade Organization. They no longer look at sovereignty or a moral high ground. They are able, these global corporations are able to create their own governance, and they can sidestep whatever they are required to do in order to maximize their profits, which is exactly why they push things like open borders, because they want free movement of labor to be able to, you know, for workers to be able to move anywhere for their benefit. They look at the free movement of capital through like digital currency, because then they can transfer without costs a digital currency and make money based on the movement of their money without having to pay transaction fees or a difference in a trade in the valuation of a particular currency. So those are the types of agendas they push. That's why they're pushing them. And when they're external to a moral or an ethical code that is driven by a sovereign nation, then they're able to gain much power. And that's what you're seeing now is the result of a movement of globalization and these organizations like the World Economic Forum, where very powerful, rich people think they know better than everybody else, but ultimately what they're trying to do is maximize their own returns and income and actually cut out competition. They're trying to kill competition.
Jim, let me ask you a question, and this is very important. We got about 2 minutes left here. My question is, how does this type of action on the part of these companies, how does it maximize their revenues?
Well, again, so there's two different pushes here. One, the ability, what we just talked about, right? So putting in policies in place where they influence governments to appease their needs. And when they've got so much money, when you have a company that's worth $500 or $600 billion, that's more than most countries' GDP.
Yeah.
So they can dictate, they'll reach in and lobby and influence politicians in order to get policies within that area and that region that they can operate more efficiently or cost effectively or buy off corruptly, pay off leaders. And then with that power, they're able to expand markets. And so that's how it benefits them, through the lobbying effort, but also controlling the information so people don't question it. So people like Ben Shapiro don't post these videos that open others' eyes and say, what the heck is going on?
Right.
They want to stop that, and that's what they're working towards.
Jimmy, give me a real quick summary in 15 seconds about you, what you were just talking about. Give our listeners that real quick summary.
Bottom line is the World Economic Forum, through the World Federation of Advertising, is controlling 90% of what you see through advertising dollars, because people can't afford to put information out there without actually getting paid for it. And that's, they're controlling that dollar.
Right, and there you go. We'll be right back.